I'm Dan Abnett, and you're listening to Sean Hammer.
I'm back. I know it's been a long bit, but it's I've been busy. Busy doing what, Sean? Well, here it is. Nothing. I'm a slacker. Working with the local hobby store, get it all changed over and everything, and we're looking at doing a new grand opening. Got some new tables in there. Been painting a lot of terrain, so those who follow me on my Facebook page will see that I can paint the 40k train and or kill team train really quick with like 5 cans of spray paint and make it look damn good. If I don't mean it, I don't want to toot my own horn. I've been painting a fuckload, okay? Got my Nelly crew done. With the investigators, I got my Ortega crew done, which we'll be talking about Ortegas today, as well as more upcoming news. Let's see, what else have I been working on? I got my Sonya Crid crew done, the whole thing. Of course, I've had Lady Justice done. But, I've been working on Mindless Zombies for my Riva crew. So that's pretty cool. But I've just been painting. I've been painting Blood Bowl Dwarfs. Just trying to get things up. My paint desk will be moving soon. Not a big move, but a new house. So that is good. So, news in the community. First, Kill Team came out this weekend. Didn't know it was coming. I really didn't. It's 40k Kill Team, and it was it's a lot better than the last one they put out. More not intuitive, but more to it. Scenery with it, mission objectives, and stats for like every race in Warhammer. So that's pretty cool. Night Haunt came out. I'll be doing Night Haunt for Age of Sigmar. I'm there. I got sucked in. I am a long undead player. And a lot of, skeleton zombies and a lot of vampires. Even Tomb Kings, blah, blah, blah. And our ghost army really appeals to me. So, yeah, I'll be doing that. And we'll be covering that as I learn Age of Sigmar and go through it. And probably get my ass kicked left and right. Next up for news, Malifaux is getting 3rd edition. This Gen Con, you can swing by their booth and do a demo of 3rd edition with Ramos and Rasputino. They're promising it's not going to change the whole way the game works, so things we go over will be pretty much relevant, at least until the time that the worldwide release is done. My only fear on that is, I have, like, a lot of crews and a lot of cards, and well, one of the things they're doing is changing the cards, and, well, that makes you gotta have more, and, I don't know, it's just, it is a pain in the ass, but hopefully it's for the better. On their limiting conditions, some masters have been removed, some masters have been added. That one guard, Dan Shell, whatever his name is, he is now a master. Nicodem, Ramos, they're gone. I don't know what happened to them, but we no longer have them. Some went dual faction, some changed from dual faction and regular faction. Like McCabe is now just 10 Thunders. Ulix changed a little bit the way he plays. He is now a summoning gremlin who can summon pigs. So I think that's fantastic. And yeah, I think that's pretty damn cool. And let's see, Gen Con releases. I don't like the Mist model, I think. It's not even a Mist model this year. It's a male harpy. I don't even know what they call it. Not a harpy, a Shikomi. So they call it a Hikomi. And it's just like, blah, blah, blah. I don't like it. So, I'm not going to worry about the Mist model this year, but if I do get it, I'll put it up for grabs if anyone wants it. The Nightmare Crew is, basically, I don't know how to put it other than this, My Little Pony. Ulix Crew with pigs. but they're all My Little Ponies. Maybe I'll get my 7 going on 8-year-old granddaughter to play Malifaux. It's my evil plan, but that's that right now. We will talk about Kill Team next episode. We'll go over what comes in the box, scenarios in the box, for the scenery given. I'll go over the sprues and the figures that come with it, and cover probably those two crews that come in the main box set. So we'll just focus on the main box set to be opening. I'm going to do a live feed one day. I'm going to paint some of that train on Facebook, showing everyone what I do to get pretty damn good effects, I think, for really quick and not too bad. I mean, when you're using nothing but spray paint to paint something, especially if you're using the same spray paint, you can use cheaper stuff and get results that you'd be quite happy with. And I'll show you. I mean, go to my Facebook page, Sean Hammer, and check it out. And I got it all on there. It's like, amazed me. It really did. I mean, I want to airbrush. I do, so I can paint some night haunts. But this is give me a good look and fast, cheap results. So, let's go over the family. Now, what we got in the box set, we have Perdita, Ortega. We have Francisco, which almost anyone who's played against Guild knows who Francisco is, because everyone takes him. It's like the Guild Band-Aid. You know, I don't know if you can fix anything, hopefully. Oh, and with a I'll rant about that in a bit. We got Santiago, the little brother who's like hothead. We have Nino Ortega, which is your sniper, which comes with looks like a chain gun, but he's pretty cool. Let's see. And Papa Loco. Don't like him. Don't like the old model. Don't like the new model. I don't like the way he plays. If you can change my mind, great. I'm also going to be covering probably... I'll go over all stringers today, because I and Pistoleros and Abuela, or the grandmother, because she's freaking adorable. Okay, first we're going to go over Perdita. She is your master. She's got defense 7, which is pretty damn good. 7 willpower, 10 wounds, 5 walk, 6 charge, height 2. She's only got a cash of 2, not out there, but she doesn't really need a lot, maybe just for damage prevention. Her abilities are relocate, so at the beginning of this model's activation, may choose and discard a card to push up to 8 inches towards the friendly family model. So, getting a little synergy right there. The Ortegas used to play in a fashion called Alpha Strike, where the whole family could chain off each other, and then it's going to shoot you, and once you have left, you can go. Of course, you know, in this newest edition of, on second edition Manifold, you can't keep chaining. Speaking of that, she comes with Companion. She's got a defense. Defense M, quick draw. After shooting attack fails against this model deals damage 2, 3, 4 to the attacker. Damage flip receives a negative. So she's, that's what she is. All of her weapons are guns, so she's got point blank. While engaged, this model gains plus to all of his shooting duels. So if you want to engage Perdita, she's going to be getting that nasty, the critical strike for the most part. She's got her Peacebringer, which is range 14, shoot 7, 2, 4, 5 damage. With the mask, she has Witch Bullet, the damage flip gains a plus. And critical strike with the ram, so if you come up, she's got a ram it's not built in ram for her, but if you're close combat with her, it will be a built in. She can slow down another ram and flip a ram, so she could be doing quite a little bit of extra damage. She's a guild master with Obey, so she can target a non-leader model, performs one action chosen controlled by this model's controller. And you can, it's Obey. Tactical action, she's got the Hero's Gamble. This model discards their hand and draws a new number of cards equal to those discarded. That's, zero action. It's not too shabby. I mean, you don't have to worry about spending a stone to draw 2 more cards or whatever. And she's got finger on the trigger. Okay. It's one tactical action. Basically, you do it to the next start of this model's next activation. This model gains the following condition, faster in you. If an enemy model within 12 inches in line of sight declares a charge or shooting action during its activation, this model may immediately take a 1 AP shooting and negative shooting, targeting the model before the model is moved or any effects of the charge or shooting action are resolved. It's a dick thing to do, and, well, if you got it, do it, and, yeah, well, it's pretty damn good. That's all I'm going to say. Unfortunately, that got me. It really did. Now, sorry, I'm sinusy. These allergies in summer sucks. Now, Perdita's crew is basically majority all enforcers. There's not a lot of minions. So, in the box, you're getting 5 enforcers. That's, well, 4 enforcers and a leader and a totem. So, that's about it. First up, we'll go alphabetical order. Not in the box is Obela Ortega. She's a little lady, height 2, I don't know how. She's in a wheelchair, and she got big-ass sombrero, and the wheelchair is mechanical, so that's pretty cool. She costs 7. She's got a defense 6 with built-in RAM, willpower 6 with a RAM, wound 7, walk 5, no charge, but height 2. She got play nice. His ability, so enemy models within 6 inches may not declare charge actions. She's got Matriarch with a RAM. After this model is damaged by an enemy model, target friendly family model within 12 inches line of sight suffer 1 damage and pushes 3 inches towards the model to reduce the damage to this model by 1. She's got Roam Me Closer, Dear. So it's basically when friendly model, other friendly models with 3 inch aura gain the following action, Polite Push. Push target friendly Obela up to 3 inches, within 3 inches, up to 5 inches in any direction. Only one friendly model may take this action per turn, so it's pretty cute. She does have a sawed-off shotgun, which is a shooting 7, built-in crows, 2 and 2, 3 with a blast, and 4 with a double blast. With the built-in crow, she has slug. The attack deals no blast markers, but after damaging, perform a 2, 3, 4 damage flip against the target, which may not be cheated. This model may not take the set-off shotgun action again this turn. So it's kind of like a double shot, if you think about it, within one shot that she's going to be built in. So, yeah. And with a mask, roll backwards. After damaging, push this model 4 inches away from the target. She's got well-deserved whooping. Target suffers 1, 2, 3 damage. With a built-in mask, and the built-in mask lets her roll away again. Let's see, she's got Shotgun Wedding, 0 action, once per game, target a friendly model within 6 inches gains the following condition. To the rest of the game, Wedding Obliss. This model gains the family characteristic, which is pretty cool because, I mean, there's certain things that the family can do. Companions, pushing grandma around, stuff like that. And she's got, listen up, youngin, this is 0 action as well. Target, another friendly non-leader model immediately performs 1 action. So, pretty good, getting a little bit more active actions out of your models. Remember, if you do this shot and sawed-off shotgun, you can only do it once, so might as well use one of those AP to do that. Let's see, going down the list, we got Nino Ortega. This guy, I love his sculpt. His new sculpt is pretty sweet. It's mysterious. It's pretty sexy. I'll go there. He is a defense 6, 5 willpower, 5 wounds, 3 walk, no charge, height 2. Not really that. He could go down quick. He's got companion, but he does have spotter. Well, actually, let's talk about this first. He's got From the Shadows. So that 3 walk, no big deal. You can put him up somewhere, put him in a crow's nest, have a heyday. For one, well, he's a sniper. 2, he's got spotter. Enemy models in this model's line of sight may not take interact actions while within 8 inches of a friendly family model. So, your box set models, your pistoleros, and anyone you might have done the shotgun wedding for are family, so you can create a bigger bubble of not being able to take interact actions, and this game is based on that. He's only got one weapon, a custom repeating rifle with built-in RAM. Of course, he's going to have critical strike. And that RAM will also give him precision, which increases this model's dual total by one for each RAM in total. Okay, and let's see. Okay, range is 18, 124 damage. This attack action receives a plus flip. When this attack action gains the benefit of the focus condition, it increases range to 36 inches. So, you got regular flip for the gun, the plus flip, and the focus, 3 cards to do your stuff. But what's nice about him is you throw a crow in there too, because he's got built-in RAM. He can headshot after damaging a target within 10 inches. A target must discard 2 cards or 2 soulstones or it's killed. Well, you know, this sucks. He's got where did he go, so basically he can only take this action when he's engaged. You push him up to 4 inches away. And he's got shrug off, and most of the family are going to have this, which may discard a card to remove one condition from this model. Let's see. Nino Papaloco. I don't know. I'm going to read him. But, yeah, I'll go over my crew at the end of what I took and everything. he's got defense 4, willpower 4, 9 wounds, 4 walk, 5 charge, height 2. He's family tormented, so, I mean, I guess if you want to team with Jack Doll. He's got hold this, so basically at the start of your activation, choose another friendly model within 2 inches. The friendly model gains the following condition to the start of his next activation. Holding dynamite. This model gains a plus to all of its damage flips. I guess that's could be good. He's a companion. He's got boom, so when he dies, he does models win 3-inch pulse. 5 damage. I mean, I've used that against the other player. I like it, but I've never played with him. He's got dynamite punch for attack action. Target suffers 3-4 with a blast, 6 with double blast damage. He's got throw dynamite, which is 8-inch range. Target suffers 2, 3 with a blast, 5 with double blast. This attack ignores cover. It's got built-in RAM. You drop a crow in there, too. After failing, this model and every model within 6 inches must pass a defense, 15 dual, or suffer 3 damage. He's got shrug off, same as the rest of them. Till Liberally Inferno, anyway. These are, like, I guess, Mexican names for something, but anyway. All models within 4-inch pulse must pass the target number 14 dual or suffer 6 damage. Then this model suffers 6 damage. So, it's quite possible you can do that, die, and blow up again. I mean, I guess. I just don't feel right. I guess. I don't know. I don't really know. Next up, we have Santiago Ortega. I will be using the female version. I'll get to that in my crew build. Defense 5, 5 willpower, 9 wounds, 5 walk, 6 charge, height 2. Companion, hard to kill. Es todo le que tienes, whatever. When this model has 4 or few wounds remaining, it gains plus 2 to attack actions and plus 1 to damage flips it makes. So you kind of want to have him out there taking some wounds so he gets better. He's got I'll cover you. This model does not flip a card for friendly family models when randomly determining a target for shooting into engagements. That's actually good. He's got the Peacebringer blade. Melee of 5. 2-3-4 damage. Nothing to write home about. Modified Peacebringer. 2-3-4 damage, range to 12. He's got trigger happy with a mask. After damaging, immediately perform a modified Peacebringer attack against the same target. So if you got masks He can bam, 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 keep doing it. It's pretty freaking sweet. He's got on Critical Strike, no built-in rams though. He's got Shrug Off. Not a lot going on for him except shooting. And, shooting. Alright, now we got probably everyone's favorite henchman that plays Guild. You see how I'm, like, a little bitter about that. We got Francisco Ortega. 8 soul stones. He does have a cash 5, so if you're doing a a henchman game, he makes a pretty decent master. 5 defense, 6 willpower, 8 wounds, 5 walk, 7 charge, height 2. His abilities, El Mayor, to start his model's activation, you may choose another friendly model within 2 inches. The friendly model gains the following condition to the start with this next act, to this model's next activation, or until the model leaves play. Protected. This model gains a +2 willpower, +2 defense. Pretty good. I mean, come on, think about adding up El Mayor to Perdita taking her defense to 9. I mean, that's... he's got Companion. He's got the Dueling Sword, 2-3-5 damage. Built-in Crow with a... built-in Ram with Critical Strike. And Modified Peacebringer, 2-3-4 damage with built-in... no built-in Ram, but he does have Critical Strike with a Ram. He's got Flurry, so everyone knows what that means. You discard a card and take up to 3 attacks against a single model. He's got the Affrente Ami. Target an enemy model within 7 inches. Place this model in base contact with the target. Push all of the friendly models engaged with the target up to 5 inches away from the target. So it's nice to get your people out of... if they're going to die or, you know, get them out of the way. He's also got Finesse. 0 action. This model may discard a card to gain the following condition to end of turn. His melee actions... melee actions targeting him suffer negative flip. So that's not bad. I see the appeal. I just think it's, I don't like seeing him in every guild, crew I face. Third edition, when they get there, they're going to add bonuses if you keep the certain keywords, like family and stuff like that. Maybe you get, either it'd be more expensive if you don't take them, you can hire in faction. We'll see. I'm doing a closed beta, I think, so, more on that later. Well, for minions, first we'll go, let's see, where is he? Pistolero. Okay, now these guys, they're all female. I mean, all male models, so I don't know how I feel about that. One's really cool looking, with his arms spread out. He's doing the whole Boondock Saint pose. These guys are 5 points a model. Defense 5, 5 willpower, 5 wounds, 5 walk, 6 charge, height 2. They have Ruthless, so it's immune to willpower duels during their activation. Press the advantage. This model attack actions gain a plus to the attack flip against targets which have already activated this turn. He's got Lookout, which is, if a model has not activated during this turn, other friendly models within 3 inches of one or more models with this ability get a plus to their defense flips. He's got the Latigo Knife, 1-2-4 damage. Critical Strike if you get a Ram. Precision if you get a Ram. So that Precision immediately increases the model final duel by 1 for each Ram in the final duel. He's got Modified Collier, 2-3-4 damage, Critical Strike, and Precision, both with Rams on those. And of course, he's got Shrug Off. Very simple model here, 5 Soul Stones. He's got the family already built in, blah-de-da. Okay, now there's like my build. I'll go on my build. Well, I'll go through and go through the, whatchamacallit first, the upgrades. Okay. Pretty much I got all the upgrades on them. Okay, well screw it. I'll just go ahead and tell you what my build is, and I'll go on what I have. I took Perdita Ortega with a fast draw and Malifaux, Os Veal and Trick Shooting, which I'll go over all these in a minute. Francisco Ortega with Wade In, Abuela Obiela, whatever, Tormenta de Plomo, Nino Ortega, Hair Trigger, yeah, it all makes sense, Santana, because I, my Perdidos limited edition, my Francisco's limited edition, Obiela, she's just cool, Nino, I like the original model, Santana instead of Santiago, and two offstringers, but she has Hermandos de Armas, and the Guild offstringers for 6 Soulstones. So let me go over the upgrades I picked first. Then I'll go over the offstringers, which I think that they're a little cheap, cheesy, dirty, whatever you want to put. I have a Soulstone cash at 2. It's not really high, but eh. I wanted more stuff than more Soulstones. She's got the fastest draw on Malifaux as one of her upgrades. This model gains the following ability, Quick to Act. This model crew gains a +2 initiative flips. If this model's crew loses initiative, draw a card. Malifaux is based on cards, people. Osvio for 2 Soulstones. This is Restrictions Perdidum. She gains the following abilities, Stubborn and Bulletproof. Not too bad to have your master who's going to be shooting Bulletproof. I'm just saying. And she's got Trick Shooting, is the other one I picked. She's got Bullet Bending, which, this model's shooting attacks, ignore cover. So, yeah. And True Mark, this model gains the following condition to end of turn. True Mark, this model's shooting attack ignores incorporeal and armor. So, armor's a pesky thing that you wanna. Anytime there's ignore armor thing, I usually take it, just because armor's good. But armor's bad if you're going against it. Francisco's got weight in. It gives him hard to kill. And just a flesh wound. And this is his upgrade. No one else can have it. This model, basically, target number 12 with a ram. This model heals 1, 2, 3 damage. Not too bad. Let's see. Tormenta de Plomo. It gives her, this is family rare one, Leadstorm. And now I figured she had the shotgun, so this made sense. Leadstorm, shooting 6, target number 14, range of 6, pulse. Enemy models within that 6 must succeed on a defense 14 dual or suffer 4 damage. Nice if you bring swarmed, I'm just saying. And it's enemy models, not every model. So it's not like you can shoot it. You're worried about shooting in combat because, well, you're just doing that. Nino's got Hair Trigger, which is no-brainer. It gives the guy who has got the sniper rifle up in the clock tower with the focus condition, with the plate 3+ flips on every attack, gives him rapid fire. Yeah, Santiago Hermos de Armas. Gives her the Cover Me ability. Target friendly. 0, Cover Me. Target friendly model within 5-inch. Push the target into base contact with this model. So, get somebody out of combat. Now, I have 2 Offstringers. For 6 Soulstones, they are pretty cool. They have defense 5, 5 willpower, 6 wounds, 4 walk, 6 height, 6 charge, height 2. They have finished the job, so when they die, they're going to be dropping a Soulstone. They have unimpeded because train is pesky. Attack actions, they have a bird. And the bird does 1, 3, 4 damage. And the action does not require line of sight to the target and ignores cover. Where's the wrong in that, right? Let's see. Distract with a mask. After succeeding, this attack deals no damage and the target discards 2 cards. So you can build up for that headshot on somebody who can't use soulstones that you want out with Nino. Critical strike with a ram. Most everything Guild has that. It's got Peacebringer, 2, 3, 5 damage, range 10, critical strike with a ram for critical strike. It's got Deliver Orders as a tactical action. 2 action, 1 friendly model within 18 inches, regardless of line of sight, may push 2 inches in any direction and then immediately take a 1 interact action. Well, I mean, there is Deliver Orders. I mean, it's pretty cool. Very handy. Very, very, very handy. Let's see. Quick Retreat. Doing the same exact thing that Nino does when he's in basic contact. So that is my crew. I know we got third edition coming out. Hopefully this won't change too much. We might get some new goodies with everything. Hopefully it doesn't do a lot of bad. I'm going to try, if I play Malifaux this weekend, play this crew. Or my Sonya Crid. I don't know. But, yeah, that's going to be it. Nice little quick to get my ass back in the gear podcast. Going to go over Kill Team next. The main box. The box set. Kill Team. Just going to cover two crews. Scenery, let you know how it is. Stuff that's in it. Is a good value. Shit like that. Like I said, cover two crews. Go over scenarios. Cover the models and the train. Hopefully it'll be pretty cool. And that is it. If you got any complaints, comments, concerns, send them to SeanHammer9@yahoo.com. If you got anything that says, Sean, you suck at this, and this is what you need to do with Ortegas, or you're a fool for not taking Papa Loco, shoot me that same email, check out my Facebook page, and you'll hear from me soon. All right, remember, if you're not having fun, stop playing the game.
box.